They're doing what we've asked them to do, and I think it's going to be a great thing for Guatemala. They don't want these problems either. So we were able to get this done, and we got it done fairly quickly. But this is after many, many years. Mexico also is working along with us very nicely. I mean, tremendously, actually. You'll see a chart where the numbers are really through the floor, I should say, because they're going down. Kevin, maybe you want to speak to the numbers, how well we're doing in terms of apprehensions.
Absolutely, Mr. President. Since the agreement was signed with Mexico that you energized and drove, we've had 28% reduction in June, and we're headed toward another 22% reduction in July in crossing. So 43% overall, thanks to the effort on the government of Mexico side and the implementation of our migrant protection protocols border-wide.
And the fact that they do have really a big slowdown coming in from Guatemala at the border, because we have, again, 6,000 Mexican troops at the border of Guatemala, so that helps. But this will really help. This is something that's going to be rather incredible. So the numbers are going down. We could really do this in a much easier fashion if we had cooperation from the Democrats. We have absolutely no cooperation. Nobody can understand. And most of these people, 5 years ago, they all wanted a wall. And we're building a lot of wall right now, a lot of it. We've ripped down old wall, and we've ripped down wall that didn't even exist. It had bad footings, bad foundations. There used to be a wall there that wasn't. It was gobbled up by the people that crossed. And we're building beautiful new wall, a lot of it. And it's getting built rapidly. So a lot of things are happening, but this is a very big day. John?
Mr. President, the big focus of the Democrats today was to say that they are going to continue and expand their investigations and looking for the jury testimony behind the Mueller report and what John enforces the subpoena against Don Gant. What do you say?
I think it's a disgrace what the Democrats are doing. It's so sad to see how they're impeding all of the good things that we're doing. Like, as an example, today is the border, and we're strengthening up our border with a great country, and we have other great countries that are going to be signing on also. And we're doing this all because the Democrats won't give us what we need. So simple: get rid of the loopholes, work on asylum. It would take a very short period of time. They won't do it. All they want to do is impede. They want to investigate. They want to go fishing. And I watch Bob Mueller, and they have nothing. There's no collusion. There's no obstruction. They have nothing. It's a disgrace. We want to find out what happened with the last Democrat president. Let's look into Obama the way they've looked at me from day one. They've looked into everything that we've done. They could look into the book deal that President Obama made. Let's subpoena all of his records. Let's subpoena all of the records having to do with Hillary Clinton and all of the nonsense that went on with Clinton and her foundation and everything else. We could do that all day long. Frankly, the Republicans were gentlemen and women. When we had the majority in the House, they didn't do subpoenas all day long. They didn't do what these people have done. What they're doing is a disgrace, so destructive to our country. And I think that's why we're going to take back the House. That's why we're easily going to hold the presidency, and we're going to continue to hold the Senate. And, you know, people don't say, but we picked up 2 seats in the Senate. We went from 51 to 53 in the 18 election. Nobody says it. They talk about the House. And I didn't get to campaign very much for the House. I couldn't, because we were campaigning for the Senate. We almost picked up 5 seats. You know that very well. So it's a disgrace that they're doing it. They're doing it for political reasons. And most of them, many of them, are admitting that. It's politics. And frankly, it's a very sad thing for our country. Yes. Well, we're looking at the whole Turkey situation. You know, they've ordered 125 F-35 fighter jets, billions and billions of dollars. They paid some of it. The planes are being made. They're easily sold to other nations because they're the greatest fighter jet in the world. And we have a backlog of orders. But it's a tough situation. They're getting the S-400. And our statutes and everything else, as you do that, you just can't order this equipment. And generally speaking, you can't order equipment, period. I don't blame Turkey, because there are a lot of circumstances and a lot of A lot of problems that occurred during the Obama administration. This dates back to the Obama administration, which was a disaster, okay? Yes, Sean.
Earlier this week, it looked like things were not going in the right direction. You were in threat of terrorism. What turned around in the last couple of days?
Well, I think I'd ask maybe Kevin and Ricky to answer. Relationship's been very good.
We stayed at the table. We've been working on it throughout. Enrique has demonstrated a tremendous commitment, the Minister of Government for Guatemala, helping lead the region to take responsibility for migration flows, to work together with the United States on how we can take the power away from the criminal organizations that are exploiting these vulnerable migrants. And we stayed with it and got over the line.
I would say that Guatemala is definitely clear on the responsibility that it has. We are clear that we have to make changes. And the way to do it is working together.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the prayers call for Sunday night. We will start in a few minutes. We're listening to President Trump from the White House on Friday speak about Guatemala. And as he said, the clown Democrats. We'll start in a few minutes.
So what the court said, which is a provisional injunction, was basically defined the process that had to be followed. We, as Secretary McAleenan mentioned a little while ago, defined how to do that procedure, and we are going to implement it.
Can you explain how this will work? If someone leaves Guatemala and walks to Mexico into the U.S., what happens?
Yes. A lot of good things happen. Go ahead, Kevin.
So this is a return to the appropriate approach under international law to protecting asylum seekers at the earliest possible point in their journey. If you have a Honduran family or an El Salvadoran national, instead of having them pay a smuggler, come all the way to our border to seek asylum, when they arrive in Guatemala, they're in a country that has a fair proceeding for assessing asylum claims, and that's where they should make that claim. That returns that understanding under international law. So they can make a protection claim if they would like in Guatemala. So if they arrive in the U.S. not having availed themselves of that opportunity, they'll be returned to Guatemala. It's a claim for protection under international law for asylum.
Which we've never had before, and which is something that's so good. It's good for everybody, but it's so good.
Are there agreements?
Well, we have a great agreement with Mexico, but we're going to probably do some additional work on it because we can't get anything from the Democrats. Dealing with Mexico is... Really, what Mexico is doing for us at the border is far greater than what the Democrats have done. You know, the amazing thing about the Democrats, it was all fine. Everything was great 4 or 5 years ago before I was president. And now they think we're going to win, so they're doing everything they can. With the impeachment nonsense, we had no obstruction, you had no collusion. You know, obstruction's sort of interesting. They've interviewed 500 people. They've interviewed lawyers. They've interviewed everybody that they wanted to interview, people that I could have kept back by using presidential privilege. I could have kept back everybody. They didn't have to interview anybody. I gave them total, and then they say obstruction. These people are clowns. The Democrats are clowns. They're being laughed at all over the world. And I watched this morning, I watched Nancy Pelosi trying to get through that with the performance that Robert Mueller put on, where I don't think he ever read the agreement or the document. And the document said no collusion. They don't even talk about that. So there was no crime. They said, well, there was no crime, but he obstructed. How do you obstruct? There's no crime. But actually, it was worse than that because it was a phony crime that they put on. The crime was what they put on. But I watched Mueller. For 2.5 years, we've watched this. And that's the best they have. And it's a disgrace. And the world is laughing at them. And unfortunately, it's so bad for our country. It's bad in our relationships with other countries, including Russia. There's no reason we shouldn't get along with Russia. There's no reason we shouldn't get along with other countries. And one of the things that's nice about Guatemala is we've never had a better relationship. Right now, they've agreed to do something that's very good for the United States. And we're going to work with them also. We're going to be, it's going to be a partnership. And it's happening with Mexico, too.
We'll start the prayer call in just a minute. I'm allowing for a few more folks to come onto the call. And We'll start in just a minute. Thank you.
When you have maybe 21,000, could be 26,000 soldiers, and it's still good for Mexico because they're killing, they're getting rid of the cartels, which everybody knows they've been running big portions of Mexico, and the coyotes and all of these terrible people. Mexico's done a great job for their people. The president has done a great job for his people. And President Morales has done a great job by doing this, because now he has a friend in the United States instead of an enemy of the United States. But yes, sir.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Prayers for 45.com call for Sunday night, July 28th. As we continue through the summer and continue our prayers, we will do our two prayers tonight, as always. The first prayer for President Trump, his administration and family, and their second prayer, we'll continue to pray for the reset of the rule of law and have a brief discussion on what I believe our greatest challenge in that reset is going to be. So stick around, we'll talk, and get started with our first prayer. Kimberly, how's it going tonight?
Great, Scotty. How are you tonight?
Doing great. Another beautiful day in Southern California, and how much more can I ask for? But some good weather and good people, and Sunday afternoon, right?
Absolutely. Great family and fellowship on a Sunday afternoon.
Keeping it simple. Well, please lead us off on our prayers for President Trump with the energy you always bring. I always look forward to it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Father, we just come before your presence, and we thank you so much that you have made a way for us to enter in and let our requests be made known to you, Lord. Father, we come knowing that we don't deserve anything, and we certainly don't demand anything, but we know that your word has given us the authority to ask, and that you have said that you would answer. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call on me and I will show you great and mighty things. And so we call on you tonight, Lord, and we ask that you would continue to do your will, your plan on this planet. Father, we thank you that we continue to see the evidence that your hand is moving, that your eyes continue to seek to and fro throughout the earth, seeking those whose hearts are yours and who are committed to your will. And Father, we know that we have come together joining hands in the spirit around the globe to cover our president in our prayers and to continue to agree, because your word says that where two or more are gathered, there you are in the midst, that we can ask that you would continue to protect our president, and that you will continue to protect his family, that you will continue to bring wise counsel into his midst. Father, that you would continue to roll out this great plan that you have called him to do at these days of his life. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for everything that we can testify that you've already done, and we continue to anticipate great things as we watch our nation return to the rule of law and come back under financial accountability. Father, we thank you so much that our president continues to take steps towards that end. Father, we thank you that you are moving our nation towards greater accountability on so many ways, Lord, whether it's in our Justice Department, Father, with our judges and our court system, whether it's our law enforcement system, Father, whether it's our local community police departments, Father, or it's our federal police or even the CIA operating outside of our nation, Lord, we thank you that you are cleaning house and that you are bringing men and women who are walking according to your will into places of leadership, Father. Your word also commands us to pray for our leaders and to pray for those in high positions, Father, not just in our own communities, but for our nation and countries around the world, Lord. And so we continue to ask for your will to be done as there is obvious shifting happening across our globe in the realms of the leaders and the kings and rulers of our world. Father, we thank you that you are cleaning house even there. And so, Lord, we continue to be excited about the things that you're doing. We continue to look with hopeful eyes, and yet we also, like Nehemiah, Lord, we are building the wall in the spirit of your plan on this earth, Lord. And we are holding a hammer in one hand as we build, and we are praying in the spirit with swords in the other hand, Father. As your word is the sword of the spirit, we thank you that we can stand on your word and use it as a tool. Lord, your word is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it has the ability to separate bone from marrow. And so we know that we can trust your word to be true in all ways, Father. We thank you for that. We thank you that no man can twist or turn or minimize the power and the authority that comes by your spirit through your word. So we stand on all of that, Lord, and we thank you so much that you continue to protect our president and his family from all things spiritual and even physical, Father. We thank you for his health and healing, Lord. Any area in his life, Lord, that needs healing, we continue to pray for his healing and in his family also, Father. And Lord, we lift up any on the call tonight that need healing. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to bring healing in hearts, Father, healing in minds, healing in body, and healing in soul. We thank you, Lord, that we can ask for that to happen and that you are our great physician, our healer. So we bring all of these requests into your throne room, knowing that your word says that if we come according to your will and we come by your name, in the name of Jesus, that we will have those things that we ask. And so we ask these in your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kimberly. I always appreciate you leading us off. And Kimberly leads our first prayer every Sunday and Thursday at this time, 6 o'clock Pacific and 9 Eastern. Kimberly, thank you so much. We are moving into our second prayer shortly. I am waiting for our prayer leader to join the call. And Betty, I may need you to jump in, so stand by as we wait for Christine. We did speak earlier today, and I expect her to lead our second prayer. I wanted to bring some new context to this reset of the rule of law. Try to be succinct. Three things. Number one, the rule of law, the reset is already done. The Patriots are in full control. They have this. It's a plan. It's been in the works for decades, and they're in the midst of executing the plan. And I think everybody on this call believes that and understands that. And we continue to pray so it will be so. So we know it's going to happen. Secondly, the timing is very flexible. When you know your outcome is absolute, your timing has to be flexible. And so while it is absolute, we will see a reset of both the rule of law in the literal sense, our politicians and lawmakers in D.C., but also a reset of the financial system. But the timing is flexible because the enemy isn't going down without a fight. They've had power and control for at least 1913, but I would submit maybe a couple hundred years. The same bloodlines and bankers that have controlled the planet, they are not going down without a fight. There are sycophants that run the world in these modern times. These bloodlines are some of the worst people that we've ever seen in a position of power, and they're not going down easily. So the timing will remain flexible. The third thing that I want to bring to this reset is our greatest challenge. And it is not in the plan itself, in the ability of the Patriots to get this done. It is in those that we live with, friends, family, acquaintances, strangers, that are on the other side of this spiritual war. These are people who, for whatever reasons, are not informed I believe it's mostly a lack of information, but they do not understand what's happening, and they are our greatest challenge. And I'm going to share a story. It'll make this so evident to everybody, because I believe this particular Democrat and leader of a very large group, I'll keep names out, but this is a man who leads a large group of Democrat activists. They're anti-Trumpers, and he and I have been chatting on Twitter for some time. I'm in the midst of a 12-month project on Twitter to determine if social media will be part of a media platform some business associates and I are building. So in determining whether or not social media should be a part of our media platform, I've been engaging with people on Twitter, and this particular Democrat leader has 300,000 followers on Twitter, by the way. He has effectively put me on notice that Republicans will all soon be exterminated. You heard me. He used the word exterminated. He won't explain it. I've asked him if he means exterminated like my grandparents in Hitler's Nazi Germany. But he believes we'll all be exterminated. So this is what we're up against. And rather than, you know, use their tactics and name call and threaten, I think we will all need to reach out, be tolerant and patient and compassionate to those that just simply don't understand, to come to a statement to say, well, all of us on this prayer call will be exterminated. This is coming not from just some guy off the street. This is a man who leads a very large group and is quite an activist and very vocal on Twitter and in his local community. He's actually from my hometown, Chicago. So as we go through this reset, I think we need to prepare ourselves for our greatest challenge, and that is working with, living with, coexisting with those that this is all going to be a shock to them when you say things like military tribunals and reset of the financial system. Most of them who understand the Fed do not believe that Trump and his administration have any shot at bringing the Fed down. They think it's impossible because mainstream media has them convinced of that. So let us pray tonight with that in mind, the tolerance and patience. I think we are truly far more tolerant than the party who calls themselves tolerant. And while we all know this is not about Democrats and Republicans, it's a spiritual war, good versus evil. We have to prepare ourselves to wrap our arms around these people after the reset. All right, so I am going to ask Betty to jump in here. Christina, I'm sorry, I just don't see you if you are on the call. I don't see your number on the board. Maybe you dialed in online. Nonetheless, Betty, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day here in Wisconsin. I'm visiting my oldest son.
Ah, how far up in the north into Wisconsin are you?
He's about half an hour south of Milwaukee.
Gotcha. Oh, he's in between Packer and Bear country.
I guess. I don't know anything about Wisconsin.
This is not a sports call. We'll move on. So, Betty, would you please lead us in the second prayer as we pray for the reset of the rule of law?
Absolutely. I just want to remind everybody that Psalm 34, verse, where is it, 7, says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. So they may want to exterminate the Republicans, but God has other plans according to his word. So let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, you really are true to your word, and we praise you. We know that the rule of law has already begun. We know that you have started to take down all of the strongholds. Look at Epstein. Look at what's been happening at the border. Look at what's happening with our money system. And they are fighting, and they are grasping, and but Lord, they're grasping at straws. They cannot prevail against you. Nothing can stop this, Lord, because nothing can stop your righteousness. Your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And so we are counting on you to be true to your word and to bring down every stronghold, every evil system. There is an evil empire, and we ask, Lord, that you would gain control so that we could have a revival before you send your son back to redeem us and to set things right. Lord, set things right now, and so create a revival. But, Lord, in order to do it, it means that you've got to put up true, decent people who want to abide by the law, people who would be willing to be whistleblowers, people who are willing to come forward with evidence, Lord. It takes a lot of work to be able to accumulate the evidence so that these prosecutions can happen in a court of justice. It also means that we rely on you for honest judges and that they would not tamper with evidence, as we've seen so much already, so much evidence on YouTube of they leave the courtroom and the evidence has been tampered with when they come back. Their testimony has been changed, even by the judges and all of those working in the court system. And so, Lord, you need to clean out the court systems as well. And all of this is easy for you, Lord. You created the whole earth, all of the complexities of our ecosystems and the oceans and the rotation of the earth and the sun and the seasons. You created all of that. And so, Lord, all of the schemes of man are but child's play to you. But I ask, Lord, that you would be our Savior and be our vindicator and vindicate us, Lord. Contend with those who come against us, Lord. We need you to fight for us. Be our shield and our protector. Be the shield and protector of all the lawyers, of all of the victims, of all of those who are trying to do what's right, of our president, of all the generals and all of the military branches that are protecting him, Lord, and all of those in the courts who are trying to undo what has all of the evil that has been perpetrated on our children, on our women, on our men, on ourselves, on our society, Lord. It's devastating, the drug addiction and the crime families that have taken control. And so, Lord, we ask that you would be present and that you would be our Savior, and that those who seek to disgrace us, that they would be put to shame instead. Reveal and expose all of the evil that has been happening. And, Lord, we praise you for being able to see your work. It's truly a marvel, Father. Truly, we praise you and thank you for the work that you have done already and the work that you are going to do. And we pray this in faith, knowing that you are going to hear and answer our prayers, but that it's going to take time, Lord. And so we bow our heads, Lord, in gratitude and in thankfulness, and we give you this day, and we give you all of the plans. All of the plans of the evil one are before you, and Lord, undo all of their evil plans and set everything right. In the powerful name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Betty, and I greatly appreciate you jumping in and taking over for Christine. We'll say a quick prayer. Hope she's all is well with Christine. She didn't plan to be on this call tonight, but we'll hope all is well, and she just ran into some sort of inconvenience. But, Betty, thank you. What you do is, and Kimberly, what you guys do is not easy. I don't know if anyone on this call has ever tried to do what Betty just did without any notice. It's not an easy thing to do, and to do it, we're just grateful for your time, and thank you for jumping in, Betty. I greatly appreciate it.
No, God, right. Is an approachable God. He's like our Father. He is easy to talk to. So that's really how I see it, just talking to God. I talk to him about the plans and all the stuff that I want done and undone, and he's a willing ear. So just talk to him.
Awesome. And Kimberly, anything you want to add before we move to our gratitude prayers to close?
No, Scotty, I think that, you know, it's just exciting to watch everything roll out, and it's awesome to be on the sideline. I'm so grateful to be here every week, twice a week. It's awesome.
It is. It's really something that, we can fall back on, and we know the power of group prayer. And it's not, when people get together to pray, it's not an arithmetic sort of power of growth. It's a geometric growth in power when you have a group like this, and to do it twice a week and have such a great team around us to pull this off, it's great. And to have a great base of members We're also grateful for that. So, Lord, we devoted ourselves to prayer tonight, being watchful and thankful, and in turn, you'll show us the light at the end of this day and every day. Lord, we're grateful to be on our mission to pray for President Trump. We're grateful he is leading the storm. He is focused on his mission and purpose as president. Lord, we're grateful you are here to reassert our sovereignty and reform the liberal satanic international cabal. And we pray and give thanks that you will guide our friends, family, and fellow American patriots to help us and to exert their sovereignty as well. Lord, we will be thankful for this sovereignty. We're so grateful you heard our prayers tonight. We're grateful for our prayer leaders, Kimberly and Betty, for Pastor Joseph and Betty and Diane and Ingrid and Christine. We're grateful to all of the prayer warriors that joined us on our call tonight. And Lord, we're going to let our roots grow down into you. Let our lives be built around you. Our faith will grow stronger. And in the truth, we will overflow with thankfulness. We will not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. We live in the power of God, we get stronger, and all of our fears disappear. Lord, we're grateful for everything that you've given us. Thank you so much for the loved ones in our lives, for the many ways in which we are cared for and supported on this call. Lord, thank you for the rich tapestry of colors and creation and the beauty that's all around us in Southern California, the United States, and around the world. Lord, we're grateful for keeping those around us safe, grateful for all of your blessings in our lives. We pray that you remind us just how lucky we are, that you never allow us to forget to show our gratitude in prayer and return the kind acts. Thank you and amen. Well, thank you, everybody, once again for joining us. We'll see you on Thursday. We are meeting with our web guy tomorrow. He'll have us back up and running with posting prayer calls. So I suspect by Tuesday morning this call will be posted up. Share the links to the site. Share Prayers for 45 with your friends and family. And have a great night. We appreciate you. Hang up the phone and go give someone a big hug. Bye-bye now.